me, it would be Julie Cole. She was one of the founders of Mabel's Labels. And I just thought she was fantastic. I didn't realize, you know, when we met her that she has 6 children. Her first child has autism. She was actually also a lawyer. And when her first child was diagnosed with autism, she decided she needed to do something where she could, you know, be around to help her son more. And so her and her sister and 2 friends, they started Mabel's Labels, and they worked in their basement for years. And, you know, she had these children. She was working, you know, with her kids till, you know, 7, 8 at night. Then she was working till 2 in the morning in the basement printing labels. We went back to her home. We met her family. Like, she is just fantastic. And how she combined, you know, working with being a mom. You know, she had one quote, because I'm a mom too, and I've struggled sometimes with the balance of work and having children. And she said to me, "I left guilt at the door a long time ago." And I thought that was brilliant.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. So one of the true hallmarks of an entrepreneur, in my estimation, is their ability to perceive and constantly adapt to the world around them. We did something completely new on the podcast today, and that we had 2 guests here at the same time. Today was super cool. I had the chance to sit down with Tracy Hornick and Jessica Wright. And if you don't know these 2 women, you are going to want to. They are the hosts of the YouTube channel and show She's on Top. And what these 2 women do, respective creatives, backgrounds in photography and television production, what they do is they interview other amazing female entrepreneurs for their YouTube channel. And what is so cool about not only their opportunity to have these dialogues, but in their own journey are all of the entrepreneurial tidbits that they've picked up along the way. Not only do we talk about some of the commonalities between the really incredible, enviable guests that they have on She's on Top, but we also discuss Tracy and Jessica's own entrepreneurial journey, and we got nitty gritty on all the things you need to know to launch a successful YouTube channel. There may be a low barrier to entry to the online space, but what these 2 ladies will tell you, and so many of their guests will also share, is that there is a secret sauce to actually being successful in the online world. We talk about the sauce, we talk about the secrets, and we talk about the commonalities between the incredible women that they have access to. Speaking of incredible women, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Tracy and Jessica. Tracy Hornick and Jessica Wright, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Hi.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
Well, I'm really excited that we've got this 3-way conversation happening. I think this is maybe the first time we've done 3 people all at once on the podcast. So welcome. Thanks for being trailblazers.
Yeah.
We're excited too. We're like, how do we not talk over each other?
Well, you're our first official podcast, so that's exciting for us too.
Awesome. And I love that. And we're going to explore that and unpack that a little bit, because I think that anytime there's a first for people, there's always some apprehension. And I was speaking to some entrepreneurs on the weekend, and they're like, oh, we're just scared to do a podcast, or we're scared to do Facebook Live for the first time. So I want to go there with you, and we're going to explore that a little bit. But before we do, can you guys both give me a bit of a background in terms of your respective entrepreneurial journeys and how you guys came to be co-founders of She's on Top and what that's all about? Tracy, I'm going to have you start so that I'll control the not talking over one another piece.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so I'll start. So my background actually is in law. Originally, I'm from England, but I came to Canada when I was about 16, and then I went to law school here. And so I became a lawyer. So far from what I'm doing right now. And then from when I was practicing law, unfortunately, my father became ill. So I left the practice of law, and I went to run my family business, which was a wholesale gift company. So we were, you know, importing and exporting goods from around the world and distributing them around Canada. So I did that for a while, and then I started having a family, and then eventually we ended up selling that business, and I stayed home to raise my young children, and I had a passion for photography. In fact, my father, who had passed away, had given me his camera, so I started taking pictures. And then friends said to me, oh, we love your photos. Could you take pictures of our children? Could you do my son's bar mitzvah? Could you do my friend's wedding? So I ended up creating a photography business, which I loved, and it became my passion. And then from there, I ended up getting into, I love documentaries, so I took a documentary film course, at which point Jessica, who was an old friend of mine from way back, in fact, she marched at my wedding, but we had lost touch. She saw my film and she contacted me. And at that point, she can tell you her story, but she had this fantastic idea about, you know, creating amazing content and putting it on the internet. And I love that idea because I was now getting into creating content. And so we created Easy TV Online, which Jessica can talk more about. And from there, ended up creating this business, which is creating, you know, fantastic. It's actually sort of like mini documentaries, which is what I wanted to do, and putting them online. So my has, you know, has morphed from lawyer, running a business, my own business, and then, you know, now creating content.
Amazing. Jessica, rope us into the story.
Oh, my son. Okay. So my background is mostly in television. I spent the last 20 years in television. I had a little bit of, I wasn't working professionally, but I did some Second City courses and I was doing a little bit of stand up. I always consider myself a storyteller, and through a kind of serendipitous thing, I ended up getting offered a job as a writer at YTV for a kids comedy show. So I was very, very lucky because it was sort of YTV's heyday. And I spent 5 years there, and I started off writing for a comedy show and went from one show to the next. And then I got, I trained as a director because I started to direct my own sketches. And then I was hired to do a lot of their promo and TV campaigns. So that was an absolute blast. It was an amazing, supportive place to work, and I was very, very lucky. And then I went from there and started doing some lifestyle television. Then I started doing a lot of design TV. I did a lot of the HGTV stuff and the W stuff. Then, as we know, the way TV's gone, it went into, I got into producing, and it morphed into, there was the reality television phase, and then it went into reality competition. And it started to, at that point, I started to lose my love of it because I really like things with humor and eyebrow and that are positive and fun. I'd written for I did a lot of writing as well. I wrote for some kids animation shows like Angela Anaconda. And so I just was trying to figure out what's the new frontier for telling stories in the way that I wanted to, and to bring humor back into it and to bring back in the joy. And I started looking at digital, knowing absolutely nothing about it. But I was like, I got to figure this out because this seems like a place where I can tell stories the way I want to. And as Tracy said, I saw that she had done a documentary course. We actually connected through LinkedIn, funnily enough. So we had a coffee, and I just was blue skying this idea of wanting to do kind of how-to videos, combining the how-to with the humor, which was our first channel, Easy TV Online. And Tracy loved it. So she got on board, and that was our first foray in, where we learned a lot. And then it's morphed over a few years, and we launched, we learned a lot from that, but it wasn't quite what we wanted to do. And so this September we launched, we sort of took it all apart back to basics, and then we launched She's on Top. And that's what we've been doing since September.
Okay. So tell our listeners what She's on Top is all about.
So She's on Top is a collaborative space. It's basically by women for women, because we're two women. And what we are doing is telling the stories of as many female entrepreneurs as possible. And we have kind of different goals. There's business tips, it's motivational, and it's to try and share information so that you get, tell as many stories as possible. So first of all, to show there's no magic fairy dust, because a lot of times when we see things online, everything looks perfect. So we want to go behind the scenes and sort of show the story behind creating, you know, whatever it is they're creating. And also if they can share information about, you know, the right things that they've done and their struggles as well. And also the goal is to get women to collaborate, because our feeling is, the competitive model, as we've seen in a lot of areas, we don't feel works. So it's like we believe that everybody, every business is saturated. So anything you want to do, somebody's probably done before, but you bring a unique value to that. So we really feel that there's room for everybody. And if we support each other, we're going to all do better than if we're in this kind of feeling of lack or competitive and holding things close. So it was like, how can we create an area where we share information, support each other, and even try and figure out some way to kind of mentor each other? We have sort of bigger goals as well.
Yeah, and also to connect each other. Our goal is eventually be able to connect women with other women that could help them in their businesses.
I think this is like the secret sauce of women and how they're successful in business. And historically, like, women have been the ones in the tribe. It's just like they hold the tribe together and they drive the communication and they this is what we've always done so well. And I was talking about this with another guest earlier today. We were like, this amazing infusion of female leadership in the entrepreneurial landscape and business landscape right now is really powerful. So I love what you guys are doing from that perspective.
Thank you.
Look at you guys are in sync. It's amazing. The other thing that was really cool about your respective stories was this, you know, it was a commitment. And Jessica, you talked about this, or I pulled this from your story in particular, was you were more committed to the art of storytelling than the box in which that had to happen.
Yeah. And it's actually the way I really believe in, it's like the Darwin thing, you know, about adapting. And for me, even in TV, I did well because I would direct. Sometimes I would produce. Sometimes I would write. But I love storytelling. I love storytelling from a positive spin as well. I think that's why when it got into reality, and especially reality competition, that's when it started to skew for me, because it's not really what I believe. I think that everybody has a story and a story of value. So yeah, it was just basically like, how can I do what I love in a different way? How can I adapt? Because the world's changed.
Yeah. And notwithstanding your story as an entrepreneur, Tracy, the thing that struck me about this is I had some clients who were in TV, and it was really interesting to watch over the last 10 years, the ones who adapted and really moved into a digital space and evolved out of that career. And the ones who were like, I don't know what else I would do. I'm actually just going to hold tight. Like, everyone else is taking packages. Everyone else is leaving. And they're like, I'm going to stay the course. And all of those decisions are fine for different reasons, but I really respected and was fascinated by the mentality of the entrepreneurs, whether they knew they were entrepreneurs or not, who are like, oh gosh, like, our environment's changing and I have to adapt to it. So I actually just think that's really, really interesting and super cool. I want to talk about She's on Top and some of the guests that you've had, but I actually want to dissect a little bit what it takes to build out a successful channel on YouTube, because our audience are a lot of female entrepreneurs. I feel like females are inherently strong communicators, and there's a deep fascination from our community about how do I get on YouTube? How do I leverage that channel as a way to share my message with the world? Can you give us like the Coles Notes version of what it takes? Like, can I just pull out my phone and start a channel, or do I need to invest in equipment? Like, what do I have to do to start to leverage YouTube as a platform?
I'd say, I'm gonna let Tracy talk a bit about this, but I would say the first thing is, before we get into it, is the biggest mistake we made with our first channel is research, research, research. Spend, if you were going to start a YouTube channel, spend like 6 months to a year even to research, because it actually is complicated. The metadata is complicated. And I don't mean it as off-putting. You can learn how to do it. But we're still in a learning curve. You know, we're building quite slowly. So I'll let Tracy talk about specifics. But I would say that was the mistake we made with the first one.
Like, totally. Yeah. I think you have to do a lot of research. You have to see what content is out there. Like, when we started doing this, I actually watched documentaries on YouTube and watched how other YouTube stars had gone ahead and done that. And then I researched equipment, I researched audio equipment, and I saw what was working and what wasn't working. So you don't need a lot to start on YouTube. The YouTube app itself is really simple. You go in, it's like creating an account on Facebook. You create an account and you can shoot, like, you know, when we shoot our videos, because I had all my photography equipment, we do use my camera to shoot the actual videos, but we use our iPhone too. And a lot of people on YouTube do just use their iPhone. You don't need to spend a lot of money. You can go get some simple lights and you can use your iPhone. You maybe need a tripod, I have something called a gimbal, which is amazing, which allows me to walk around with my iPhone. And so it stops the footage from being shaky. But you don't have to spend a lot of money. And then I think the key is, too, is to figure out, is to be really niche on YouTube, to really figure out what your niche is. Don't try to be everything to everybody. Find an area that you're already interested in. For us, it's, you know, women entrepreneurs, how they do what they do, and focus on that. I think that's really, really key. You've got the best equipment in the world, but if you're all over the place, you're not going to find your market.
And the other thing is, this is the research phase. If you put a piece of content just out on YouTube, it won't get found. I mean, it might be, but it's very rare. This is the research. You have to know how to tag it, how to, you know, all the kind of things to do on the back end. And so that, because it's YouTube is like Google, it's a search engine. So you have to figure that out. And there's a ton of tutorials. So it's great to watch that stuff. And then, funnily enough, one of the big things that we learned right away, or one of the things is that you have to connect with other YouTubers. It is a community. You have to go on, you have to engage. We talked to a lot of entrepreneurs like who are doing this. And the first thing that came out was they said niche and engage, engage, engage. And right now, brands are starting to realize it's not so much about having tons and tons of followers. It's having an audience that's actually engaged in your content. So you need to find your audience rather than just a bunch of people. And you need to engage with them, which I think goes across all brands, truthfully.
Well, and their algorithms are built that way. So if you're just dumping content out into the world, then Google and YouTube, they know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And YouTube is the second largest search engine globally. Like, it's a powerful place to be and add content. But I love that you mentioned the research pace, because I feel like in working with entrepreneurs and clinician entrepreneurs and all of our respective audiences, when people get tired at what they're doing, their next step is always like, you know what, I'm like tired of my job, or I'm really overburdened in practice, so I'm just going to go online because it's like the easy route. And there's a low barrier to entry, meaning you can just open an account most of the time, but there is a huge barrier to success in the online space. So I'm really happy that you talked about the research piece, and that there's so much behind it, because I think the internet makes everything look so easy.
Yeah,
it does. You know, we have tools too that we've found. You know, for example, there's something called vidIQ, which is a great tool. It helps you show you how you should title your video, how you should tag it, the metadata you should put in it. And so we do all that. Another thing that we do is we try to look at topics that are trending or topics that are interesting, that people are looking for, and we try to create content around that. But even when we do all those things and we check all the boxes, it's really hard to get found. So as Jessica said, when you start engaging with other YouTubers and collaborating with them.
And people on Instagram, other platforms,
yeah,
too.
Even like with you, even like, you know, being on your podcast, stuff like that, that really helps you get found. Because I think, I don't know what the stat is, but it's like, you know, millions of hours of, you know, video footage are uploaded every, you know, hour to YouTube. It's crazy. So it's a big competitive space.
That's one of the things that we try, why we wanted to interview the women that we interview, because many of them are, or a few of them are very successful vloggers, to show that it took several years often, like, you know, to get there. That yes, they've done really well, but they all talk about the beginning of the journey and their struggles. And we wanted to get that out there to show it is doable, but it's not magic. It's not easy, and it is doable. Like, we wanted to sort of say, you can do it. They've done it, you know, but they work hard. It's respect. They work really, really hard.
Yeah, there's a sophistication behind being successful online. And I think part of it is it actually starts with your organic. The term I heard this week was belly to belly, but like actual interactions with real people. And one of the observations I had from someone recently was, they're like, oh, you travel a lot. And it seems like all of you guys all just support each other. And I said, yeah, like, we do, because we physically show up for one another and we speak to one another and we know how each other's kids are doing. And it is a legitimate, it's a legitimate community, and people want to support each other from within the community. Take me through some of the guests that you've had and some of the interesting stories that you have been able to tell.
Well, it's funny that one of the first ones that we started with was Melissa Maker, who there's always a little bit of sort of serendipity around these connections, but I had actually, I love organizational stuff and I love cleaning. It's my little thing, but I had picked up her book, funnily enough, at Christmas. She has a YouTube channel. She has a cleaning company in Toronto. And then she put out a book called Clean My Space. And this was a woman who, you know, graduated from school, you know, sort of worked at a bank, said it's not for me. What I loved about her story was a lot of times people as entrepreneurs are like, you know, pick your passion and go for it. And this woman hates cleaning. She hates everything about cleaning. But she had a passion for being an entrepreneur. And her quote was, there is money in dirt. So she started a cleaning company knowing nothing about cleaning. And she basically got her first client and she got her tools and she went out there and she said she cried on her first job. But she said, he's still a client today. And she built this cleaning business. She just learned. And then I think she met her now husband, Chad, and he was the one who got her interested in doing YouTube videos. It was, you know, the early stages of YouTube. And so she started doing the cleaning videos, and it was this serendipity where they built this huge channel and were both able to, as well as running her cleaning business, do that full time, do the YouTube videos. And now, funnily enough, I love her because she just adapts as well. So now what she's done is, so for years she's done these cleaning videos. Now she's starting a new launch, which is teaching people how to open a cleaning business. So she has just adapted and has just worked hard at it and figured it out. So that was one of our favorites because it was basically like a story of somebody who just wanted to be an entrepreneur rather than just their passion. And who was one that stuck out for you, Tracy?
I would say for me, it would be Julie Cole. She was one of the founders of Mabel's Labels. And I just thought she was fantastic. I didn't realize, you know, when we met her that she has 6 children. Her first child has autism. She was actually also a lawyer. And when her first child was diagnosed with autism, she decided she needed to do something where she could, you know, be around to help her son more. And so her and her sister and 2 friends, they started Mabel's Labels and they worked in their basement for years. And, you know, she had these children. She was working, you know, with her kids till, you know, 7, 8 at night. Then she was working till 2 in the morning in the basement printing labels. We went back to her home. We met her family. Like, she's just fantastic. And how she combined, you know, working with being a mom. You know, she had one quote, because I'm a mom too, and I've struggled sometimes with the balance of work and having children. And she said to me, I left guilt at the door a long time ago. And I thought that was brilliant, because how much time do we waste feeling guilty, which is not productive? And yet, you know, she obviously has a fantastic relationship with her children, and she's has this incredibly successful business. I found her really inspiring.
She also said one of my other favorite quotes as an entrepreneur, which was, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And she said, because every time you get to this point where you think, when I get here, I'll be, she goes, then something else happens. You build a company. Now you're responsible for all these people's lives. And now, you know, and she said, so if you're going to be an entrepreneur, that was her biggest piece of advice. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Well, I feel like some of the greatest things in life are on the other side of comfort and push through anxiety. And I love to explore this idea that the path of least resistance is actually a limiting belief.
Yes.
And it totally describes the journeys of those 2 women. And the thing I love about their respective businesses is that they were also able to impact in a scalable way because they were so useful. And, you know, as I flip through your Instagram, I'm not doing that right now, I'm focused, but as you know, as I flip through your channel, your Instagram, the thing that I find common between the entrepreneurs, my observation from the outside, is that they're all actually serving a need. And it's one of the things that I talk about with entrepreneurs is that, you know, you can have a really cool idea, but it also has to be useful. And so that's one of the common features that I saw from the outside looking at them. But I'm wondering if you guys can comment, because you've really gotten to know these women. What are some of the common attributes that you were seeing across the board in these women as successful entrepreneurs?
Well, it's funny. This is one of my favorite things that we did. We just did we do our own sort of vlogs as well from what we've learned. And the one that we just did this week was all about counseling. And the thing that was amazing talking to these women again is, you know, we talked to Abby Sharp, who's got a great cooking channel, and she suffers from high performing anxiety. And she said she had to do a number of, you know, modalities to, you know, she does. She's done improv classes. She's done breathing. She's done. And then we talked to Elle Lindquist, who talks about the most important thing that she puts into her budget is she sees a therapist once a month and she and her husband see a therapist together. Melissa Maker said she and her husband see a therapist. So the idea, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of output. And they basically said you need, whether it's a business coach or a counselor, you need to go somewhere. You have to take care of yourself and put something back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just interviewed yesterday an incredible woman. The video is coming out next week. And her name is Isha Addo. And she is from Guyana. And
yeah.
She came here and she went into foster care. And she ended up starting like two mates. Well, one business is called Driver. She drives. And
yeah.
You know, female drivers driving young women who don't want to, who are scared of getting into cabs, and they've been, you know, it's really amazing. And then she has another charity sort of organization, and it's all about supporting young women, marginalized women. And yeah, what I find from these women is that they have a passion about what they do. They just, it's all about how, it is about actually helping other people. It's just like you said, right? Like whether it's teaching how to clean or whatever, or things like useful, it is a passion.
Yeah, I totally see that. And, you know, just go back to the counseling piece that you talked about, too. Someone asked me once, they're like, what are your most, like, what happens with your most successful patients, the ones who get the best results and are the most engaged? And I was like, they've all done therapy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And at some point in all of their respective journeys, that was something that they had committed to really unpacking their baggage and integrating it in a different way. So it's so interesting that you mentioned that. I think that's a huge part of evolving as a person and as an entrepreneur. I feel like being an entrepreneur is the most, it's a spiritual journey, and you have to confront everything in that closet in order to be successful. And it surprises you when it comes up.
It does. And Tracy and I actually see the same counselor. That's why we were able to talk about this. And we always feel one of the successes for us, or why we work together, is we're both highly accountable for our own behavior. So we obviously have our struggles ourselves, but we both take it separately to see this therapist and work it out. And then we bring that back into our business, because one of the things that a lot of them speak about as well is, you know, because with doing an online business, with doing vlogging, it can be very isolating and lonely when you get up there, which is, you know, it also, again, so you need somebody putting something back in. And also it circles all the way back to what we're trying to do here, which is create community, you know, create support.
Absolutely. And I love that. And Tracy, you mentioned they're all passionate. And I feel like on a physiological level, the level deeper than that is really connecting that passion to your true purpose. And it has a much longer staying capacity when it's not just these sort of fleeting feedback moments or this little bit of success or the 15 minutes of fame on YouTube, but it's like your contribution is really connected to something a lot deeper, which I feel like is another commonality of all of your guests.
Yes, absolutely. Well, even going back to Isha, she not only she has a passion, but she's actually mentoring all these girls, which goes back to the therapy, to the counseling. We all need that counseling. And she says, too, that when she counsels these young girls, they actually counsel her, too. She gets so much from them. So, again, it's a win-win for everybody.
And I think that the connecting thing, too, is that the reason you go to counseling, to me, is the reason why you want to become an entrepreneur. We're all trying to grow. We're all trying to kind of move ourselves to the next level. And it's why we do this. It's like we want more. We want to see what more we can be. We want to see what more we can give. And so I think that lines up right with counseling, you know? And as you do this, it has a lot of challenges, which, you know, have ripples in your personal life, your work life, everywhere. So it's kind of a fantastic opportunity to learn more about yourself. Like, I always think, you know, we're a mystery to ourselves in a way. And being an entrepreneur kind of can reveal you to you.
Absolutely. What have you guys learned from your guests? What have been some of the most impactful lessons or things that really, because I find I'll listen to guests on my podcast and they'll say something and I'm like, oh, that was like a year of therapy you just dropped in my lap. So what are some of the big lessons you have each respectively learned from your guests?
I think for me, the biggest thing I've learned is just do it. Kelly Lavelle is, we interviewed her. She's this millennial influencer. She's absolutely incredible. And she says, we spend so much time, what if, and should I, and if the timing's not right, and I'm not quite sure, maybe I'll do it next year. And she says, just do it. And I think for me, that's what I've, and a lot of these women, they just did it. And that's what I love. That's what I've got out of it.
Jessica?
Yeah, I would say the same thing, is that learning what's I've taken a lot of comfort and I've learned in is the how much time it takes. And it's like a just do it. It's like if you stick with it, and this is Tracy and I as well, you will figure it out. And that failure can often, and also getting comfortable with that everybody fails. Everybody makes mistakes, everybody. And that's kind of the basis of our channel. I mean, our whole trailer is basically saying, we did this once, we got things right, we got things wrong, but we're going to do it again. We're going to figure it out now. So it's not a, you know, everybody knows it's not a straight line.
Yeah. And I love that you brought up failure. I did an exercise with my mastermind this past weekend, and we stood in these two lines and asked a series of questions. And one of the questions, and it was a yes, you stepped up to the line. And one of the questions was, have you had a business that's failed? And I stood up because one of the things we had to do in engaging in this exercise is we had to commit to being honest. So I stepped up. And what was amazing was that the entire room, and these were really successful, evolved, big name entrepreneurs, everyone stood on that line. And I was like, it's amazing, because you just can't evolve and move up or along that journey or up that mountain or whatever metaphor works for you until you've experienced failure, or you've come to terms with the fact that it is a very distinct possibility.
Yep. It was one of the things I always bring up, improv, because I did a lot of improv in my 20s. And I said, I always think everybody should do improv, because 90% of it is awful. You get up on stage and you fail over and over and over and over and over again. But then one night it works and it's like flying. And that is what you'll remember. But it gets you, first of all, it gets you, you have to sort of think on your feet and say yes and, which I love, which I think is part of an entrepreneur. And secondly, it's like you get comfortable with being uncomfortable, as Julie Cole says.
Yeah, I haven't done an improv class, but it's interesting how often that comes up in conversation with other entrepreneurs, is that was something that they forced themselves or in some cases keenly engaged in along their journey.
Yeah, it's huge. There was a book, I can't remember the name now, I have to think of it. I think it was just called Creative or Creativity. And a guy had actually studied it. And he said, you use a different part of your brain that's not available during regularly, that with improv, the way it works, you actually access a different part of your brain that you don't do normally as an entrepreneur, when you're the logical or whatever. It's like, it forces you, it comes from a different place. So it really is quite freeing. It's a great exercise.
Very cool. Where do you both respectively see She's On Top going? What's your vision for this brand?
I think we would really like to create a strong community of women that help each other. We've been talking about doing a mentorship program, that we actually have people who would sign up to be mentors. And so that young women who are struggling or need some advice can have access to that. We'd like to create maybe conferences where we can find some really cool speakers and, get young entrepreneurs to come and be inspired and also get really, really good tips. So yeah, we want to create that sort of community where we really, it's great to do it through video, but we'd love to bring women together as well.
And what's been so interesting about doing this, we've only been out, 4 or 5 months, but we've been approached from women from all walks of life who basically said, I love what you're doing. How can I be part of this? We're actually, going to roll out an ambassador program. But what we realize is that there's a hunger out there that women are recognizing right now. It's like, let's come together. Let's help each other. So if we can create something, as Tracy said, a tangible community where people are like literally get the information they want, the help and support, that would be our dream. And just for me, it's just like, tell as many stories as possible. So it's like, you're going to recognize yourself in one of them. And it's like, and to me, that's the biggest support. It's sort of like, you can do it. As Kelly Lavelle said, you can do it. Like, we'll tell enough stories and it's like, and we'll help you.
Hey, fellow go-getters. So we've got a lot going on right now over at Anthropology Performance Labs, and I want to make sure that you guys are in the loop. We have groups and contests and quizzes and meal plans and all sorts of things that you can get your hands on. And the best place for you to be in the know is actually to ensure that you are following and hanging out and engaging over on the gram. My personal handle, which is at Dr., that is Dr. Megan Walker, is where most of this activity is currently taking place. And so I'm going to invite all of you to come on over and to follow and to play along. This way you can engage with our weekly guests, get direct links to some of the things that they're talking about in our show notes, and have access to some of the coolest new quizzes, ideas, and games and links that we have in the pipeline over at Anthropology. Head on over to Instagram, hit follow, and let's keep in touch. My handle over there is at Dr. Megan Walker, and let's keep the conversation happening. What a perfect place for us to transition from the big vision for She's on Top to some quick rapid fire questions about each of you in your respective worlds. And I call this section our KPIs, our key performance indicators. So just like we have them with business, I think we have them in how we live our lives. So I'm going to do the rapid fire and I'm going to go back and forth between the two of you because I've never done this with two people before. And then sometimes I might have to, you guys might have to be like, I want to tackle that question too. And this is just going to be a rapid fire free for all. But I'm going to start with you, Tracy. Who's inspiring you right now?
I think I'd say Jessica's inspiring me right now.
Oh, so
because
cute.
She really puts everything into this. You know, she hasn't had an income in a few years and she gives it her all. So I think she is my inspiration.
Jessica, what is your audacious goal for the next year?
My audacious goal. Oh my gosh. My audacious goal just to grow, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a specific right now.
Lots of subscribers.
Lots of subscribers. Yeah, I guess that would be my audacious goal.
I'm going to ask each of you this question independently. Tracy, what is the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your health?
Oh, actually, that's interesting. I would say I go to a Chinese medicine practitioner, and I really strongly believe in that. And so you mean like people that help me in that?
People that help you or something that you do every day as a contribution to your health?
Well, what I try to do every day is I try to meditate every day. I'm not always successful, but I find that if I can take 10 minutes just to do some breathing and meditation, I find that helps calm me and center me.
Love it. Jessica?
Yeah, I do. This is going to sound funny, but I walk my dog every day and I need to get out in, you know, winter, summer. It's why I love having a dog. I need to connect with nature for half an hour, 45 minutes. I find that is where it's weird. When I'm out walking, sometimes I'll just get these creative downloads that I do not get at home. So that is one of the most important things to like take that time. I absolutely love it.
I love that. Nature is one of the things that I feel like is frequently overlooked when I ask people about their health. They can go days and not engage in it. So it's amazing that you mentioned that.
It's huge. Yeah.
Again, for both of you, I'll start with you, Tracy. Jessica, you can think on this. Tracy, what is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
I can answer that, but go ahead. For Tracy, but you go ahead, Trace.
No, you answer for me.
Yeah, you guys answer for each other. This is awesome.
Okay. I say the baddest thing about Tracy, and I always say it everywhere, it's why I became business partners. She's the most determined person, and she said that I've ever met in my life. Like determined in terms of she will figure it out. And, you know, I know she's been through difficult things, but I just love that about her. Like if you tell her she can't do, if you want Tracy to succeed at something, tell her she can't do it. She will like figure it out, as well as, you know, having the biggest heart of anybody I know, but she is very, very determined.
I love that, Tracy. Okay. Something totally badass about Jessica.
Well, Jessica is like totally independent. I've never met anybody who is so independent about her, and she can, I mean, maybe we're very similar, but she'll figure anything out and she just does it herself. So I really, and she always finds joy. She always finds joy in stuff. So it doesn't matter what's, you know, thrown at her. She will turn it around.
Oh, nice.
I like that. My last question for both of you, and I feel like this is kind of like Family Feud, or I actually don't even think that's what Family Feud was about, but whatever that game show was where you've got couples and you ask them a question, you see if they're on the same on the same page. My question for each of you, entrepreneurism, are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
I think we're born this way. I really do. I think some people have it in them because I think it's a different journey and it's not a safe journey. It's you know, you've got to be a risk taker, and there's nothing wrong with being a risk taker or not being a risk taker, but I think you have to have that sense of risk in you. So I don't know if you're born that way. I think you are born that way. I'm not sure if you can learn it. I don't know.
I'm going to be a wishy-washy nature nurture thing. I think that people are sort of, I think that if you have a passion, you can figure it out and you can turn it into something. I think some people, like I wouldn't necessarily think that I was born an entrepreneur. Like I, you know, worked in television for 20 years. But it's funny because I would say that there are certain people who are maybe much more sure of, they want that kind of secure job where they know their paycheck is coming in. The only thing that I would say, I feel like these days with the new generation, everybody has to be an entrepreneur because they say you're going to have 11 jobs. So I actually don't even think it's a choice anymore. I think it's something that everybody has to, like I find this generation graduates thinking they're going to have to figure out how to make a business. You know, it's kind of required with the way the world's going.
Well, it's such a great point and how timely that you two have a platform that can inspire the next generation to be entrepreneurs or think like entrepreneurs. Tracy and Jessica, people are definitely going to want to check out the mission that you are on. Where can we send them to learn more about you?
The best place right now is our YouTube channel. It's, you know, She's On Top on YouTube, and you know, it should come up fairly easily, but you know, you may be sent in a kind of other directions because we certainly have a saucy name, but you'll get there. And we're also on Instagram if you want to get there through that, because there's a link on Instagram. On Instagram, it's she's.on.top. And then the link is on our Instagram site, and that'll take you right to YouTube in case you get lost in some other direction on YouTube.
Fantastic. We will link you all up so that you get the PG direction to She's On Top. Tracy and Jessica, thanks so much for spending your time with me today.
Thank you so much. It was super fun. We're grateful.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Entrepology Podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.